This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind for a What's On Your Ranch tour stop for our friends, Comprehensive Energy Solutions of North Dakota, ND Wind, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Did you know that?
Yes, it is.
And our friends at Pucklich sent us out here with a Trail Boss 2020. That's right. Chevy Silverado 2020 Trail Boss. Jeremy, I'm flipping the keys to that to you a little later on today. You can go a little dip driving, okay? You off air for that? You bet, Lauren. He says he's ready to go. I love it. A special guest joining us today on the program, very timely as well with everything that is going on where COVID is concerned. Dr. Scott Atlas joins us on the program today. He is the Robert Wesson Senior Fellow in Healthcare Policy at the Hoover Institution, of course out at Stanford, a former Special Coronavirus Advisor to President Donald Trump. Author of the book, A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America. Dr. Atlas, great to have you on the program today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
A lot of ground to cover today, so I want to get right to it. First of all, you are part of Warp Speed. I think something the Trump administration didn't get enough credit for in getting all of the vaccine companies to come to the table, utilize technology that had been around for a while but hadn't been deployed in the fashion it had in this mRNA. Talk about the success of that and talk about who that vaccine was always meant to help through this pandemic.
Sure. The president's Operation Warp Speed, which was designed to expedite the development of vaccines as well as drugs, was a great success, and it was the vision that he had to remove the obstacles to production, and those obstacles included taking away all the financial risk from the companies so that and to do everything simultaneously. So while the development of the drugs or vaccines was being done, the deployment methodology, the logistical side was also taken care of so that as soon as anything was available, it was ready to be delivered and get to the American people. And the people that did that, I did not do that. I was not going to take credit for things I didn't do. But I can tell you that the people that, for example, Secretary Azar of HHS sort of commandeered the whole thing. Mansef Slawi was in charge of all the vaccine development. A variety of people at FEMA and in the military, General Perna and others were involved in doing logistical work, but not the people who are the faces of the public health effort that you see on TV that you'd think did stuff on that. They didn't. So the vaccines, the development was unprecedented to get it done that quickly, and it was done without cutting safety corners. I want to emphasize that. And the timelines that I and the president announced were met, even though they were derided by the press and claimed to be lies. They weren't lies. And, of course, the first vaccines were injected before the end of December of 2020. And the reason that the vaccines are important is to stop the very serious critical illness and death for the people who are at risk to have that. The vaccines are not meant to stop all infections, for instance. It's not meant to stop everybody from getting a positive PCR test for the virus. The point of the vaccines is to stop people from dying. And the vaccine data, it's ironic that the vaccine advocates who are trying to force everyone to get a vaccine have created a backlash against the vaccines because the vaccines are highly effective. They're highly effective in stopping people from dying. And the data from Israel, the data from the United Kingdom so far that's come out shows that, yes, it's true, the protection against getting an infection is not super long-lasting for people who are vaccinated. It's still much better than those who are not vaccinated, by the way. But it's not as protective as people had hoped for long-term prevention of all infection. That isn't, though, the critical issue. The critical issue is how effective is it to stop people from dying? And the data from Israel and the UK shows that it's more than 90% effective, even as long as the people, as long as the data has gone out so far for stopping dying. And that's the critical thing people have to realize. So if you are in the high risk category, I don't think there's any doubt that you should get the vaccine. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be forced to get the vaccine. That's a whole separate issue. But the issue is, you know, the people we know who are at risk, we keep forgetting in this pandemic somehow that there's only certain people who have very high risk from the virus. It's not highly dangerous for most people. It's not highly dangerous for young, healthy people under 40. It's not dangerous for people who are children. That's just factually true. This is overwhelming data from all over the world, including the United States. We've known this for a year and a half, by the way. It's not new data. Children have extraordinarily low risk from this virus. And so it brings up all kinds of questions that maybe we'll get to. But, you know, it's hard to make the case, although I'm not for preventing it, but it's hard to make the case that somebody who has no significant risk from the virus should be forced to get a vaccine for the virus. That doesn't even take into account the obvious fact that everything you inject, every drug has potential side effects, and these vaccines have documented safety issues, particularly for young males. There's a certain incidence of inflammation of the heart. That's a serious risk, even if it's not common, for taking a vaccine against a virus you do not have a serious risk from. I mean, there's got to be some logic involved in medical decisions, and that's why in a free country, people are generally allowed to make medical decisions for themselves.
This is one of the reasons our listeners often point out the fact that it's not a vaccine. If it doesn't stop the vaccinated person from getting the virus and does not stop the vaccinated person from spreading it, so therefore calling into question why it is being mandated. What do you say to folks who say it's not a vaccine?
Well, I don't agree with that characterization, honestly. Because I think, you know, what's happened is that somehow the public health officials have done a horrible job. In fact, they've denied the knowledge that we've had for decades about other respiratory viruses and vaccines. I'll give you what I'm talking about here. The flu vaccine is not meant to stop people from getting the infection. It's meant to stop the high risk or serious people or the serious consequences from influenza virus. So when you have people who are high risk for the flu, they're the older, sickly, sort of frail people that are at high risk for this disease. It's also true that young children are high risk for serious illness from flu as opposed to COVID. They're not. But for the older, you know, comorbidity-laden population, they're the high-risk population for influenza. The virus, the vaccination for flu is given to stop them from dying. It does not necessarily stop people from getting the flu. So the same thing sort of goes here. It's a vaccine. It's true that the vaccine stops people from getting the infection compared to if you do not take the vaccine. It's not like it has no impact on that. That's again, see, what's happened is that the coercion, the overstatement about who should get the vaccine, that we should force everybody to get the vaccine, even if you already are protected from natural infection recovery, that we should force young children to get it or they can't go to school, that we should force healthy young people who don't need the vaccine to get the vaccine. These edicts by the government are causing an extra backlash against the vaccine. And you just illustrated, because the vaccines do stop people from getting the infection, but they don't stop it to the extent that we hope. For instance, the Israel data showed that it's about 40% effective after, I think, 7 or 8 months from stopping the infection. It's not zero, and that's in the highest, you know, the older group of people. So Yes, it has an impact on stopping the infection. It has an impact on presumably on stopping spreading the infection, but it's not as good as we had hoped. But that isn't the point. The point of the vaccine, I'll say it again, is to stop people from dying or from getting a very, very serious critical illness. It is not that important to stop somebody from having a positive COVID test.
And the coercion and the force of which this vax shaming is going on in this country, I hear you saying, is going to be very, very detrimental to people making a decision on other vaccines in the future. That's what I hear you saying.
Well, that's true. It's true for this vaccine, and it's true for the other vaccines that are yet to come. I mean, can you imagine? I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that the next time we have something like this, and people have predicted that we will clearly have other pandemics, what will be the public's reaction when they're told it's in their forced or really heavily coerced into getting another experimental vaccine?
I agree. I think North Dakota is a prime example of that right now. We have a governor that pleads with people to get the vaccine. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has taken a different approach, and guess who has a higher vaccination rate? South Dakota, not North Dakota.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA awaits. It's also Monday. That means any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents today. I see Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken fettuccine in Glendon. Scallop potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Harwood, I-29. Exit off I-29 Tater Tot Hot Dish or exit 292 Valley City. off I-94. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Remember, come off that exit, go north for home cooking. Grab and go convenience at PetroServe USA. Dr. Scott Atlas is with us today. Advised Donald Trump. Now, of course, has written a book about that time, The Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America. They're still trying. And the book is called A Plague Upon Our House. You can order that now. Dr. Atlas, I want to play a couple of clips from Tony Fauci, who's become, he is, I guess, the highest paid government employee and become sort of the media darling and the Biden administration darling on all things COVID. Here's something he said in March of 2020. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
We don't know that for 100% certain because we haven't done the study to see any challenges, whether they've been protected. But I feel really confident that if this virus acts like every other virus that we know, once you get infected, get better, clear the virus, then you'll have immunity that will protect you against reinfection. So it's never 100%, but I'd be willing to bet anything that people who recover are really protected against reinfection.
All right, this is interesting now. March of 2020, he's saying, you know what? Nothing's 100%, but boy, if you had this COVID, you're protected. You have the natural immunity, which, of course, is not considered in any of these mandates. But asked about this recently in one of the Sunday shows, I don't know if it was this weekend or last Sunday, here's what he said about the very same question.
Really firm answer to you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine? So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue, and there could be an argument for saying what you said.
All right, so Fauci, March of 2020, gung-ho. You bet it makes a difference. You bet it gives you immunity. Now, in 2021, he can't give us a firm answer. Which Tony Fauci should we believe?
From the first tape, not the politician that was on TV, because that's just not the way a scientist speaks. I just think that there was no information in the statement other than trying to hedge and not answer the question. The fact is, and this has been known for decades, immunology, is that when you get an infection, and this virus has shown this, now it is proven, it has been written about in more than a dozen scientific papers, you are recovered from the infection and you have protection, you have immunity, you have an antibody response that is short term. You have a longer term memory system. This is not new groundwork here. We don't have to reinvent the entire knowledge about human biology for this virus. And this has been proven, and it's shown in the data on long term. In fact, the Israel data is very good. That shows 13 to 26 times higher incidence of symptomatic cases in people who have been vaccinated but never an infection versus those who were not vaccinated but had the infection recovered. So the durability, the breadth of protection against all infections is extremely high if you've recovered from the virus without any vaccine. That's factually true. Fauci and every every credible scientist know that. And they also know that this is true for other viruses, including, by the way, other coronaviruses. When you look at the blood samples from, this was done in Singapore early on, from SARS-1 patients, more than a decade later, we have a robust immune response to this virus because of the cross immunity. So we know in bone marrow sampling studies for this virus, that the bone marrow, which is where your long-term immunity resides, which then when you get the virus again, is to get another generation of antibodies and also, by the way, T cells, which come from your lymphocytes. You know, you basically get a broad, robust immune protection long-term. There's articles that show this has happened greater than 50 years after infection and Spanish flu, 90 years to be exact. This is not new territory. This is true, and it's shown in this virus. So there is no credible person can deny that. Okay, you either don't understand basic immunology and you're denying the literature on this virus, or you're lying for some other reason. There's no other explanation. It's one of those.
Mike in Linton, your question for Dr. Scott Atlas today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thank you for the time. Just giving, he's got to pull off here for a second. Just a few things. Myocardia was mentioned a little while ago for younger kids. That is becoming more common. I'm just going to bring up a few things, and then I'm going to get off and let you discuss these. Spike proteins are unique. They're not present in, as far as I know, any other vaccines that I'm aware of. There are no COVID virus components in this vaccine, so really I don't consider it a vaccine. We're not building our immune systems against the COVID virus, so it is completely different, and that's why we're seeing the need to continue to take, you know, repeat shots. We don't have to have repeats on the other shots that we take. I haven't got any phone calls for polio or anything like that I need to.
All right, you got a pretty good list, sir, and my time is short, Mike, so I'm going to give Dr. Atlas a chance to do that. What do you think of the booster shot, first of all? And that's one of the reasons he's saying it's not a vaccine.
Well, I mean, that's okay. You know, the booster, I agree. I'm not sure that, you know, I think to get a booster shot, you would need to show that you're at risk to get a very serious disease from this virus, number one, and most people are not. Okay. And then the second part is your protection has waned against the serious consequences of this virus or death from this virus, not just from an infection. So both of those two would have to be met for me to say, yes, it makes sense to get a booster shot. Again, you don't need to protect everybody. I mean, there's a question here on who should get a vaccine in general for a virus that has very low risk for them. And then we have a virus, we have a vaccine that's experimental technology. There's no doubt about that. I agree with some of the things that were implied by the questioner. That is, we've never had an mRNA vaccine before. And so we don't know the long-term side effect or safety issues. It's impossible to know. No one knows. But the third part of this, my point, is that the booster, there's zero safety data on a third dose of this. Zero. So you'd have to, you know, you have to take these things into consideration if you, as a thinking person, want to inject yourself for a protection against a virus that you may not be at high risk from to begin with.
I have two more quick questions for you. We'll do that on the other side of the break, and we'll wrap up with Dr. Scott Atlas and more from the Fast Angus Ranch, New Salem.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your ranch? We love asking that question. We're going to talk more to the folks from the Fast Angus Ranch coming up here in just a minute as we wrap up our conversation with Dr. Scott Atlas. By the way, pre-order this book. Pre-order this book right now. What a powerful message to send. We're getting the facts. It'll be out in November, but the book is called A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America. Dr. Scott Atlas with us. Texter says, the good doctor makes too much sense. Very refreshing. Solidifies in my mind that this is all profit-driven. Many people believe this is about the battle against Big Pharma and to follow the money. Is that your view, Dr. Atlas?
I think, it's very complicated. I think we have to think about what we're hearing and why people would say what they're saying. I mean, does it surprise you that the CEO of Pfizer says it's essential that we get repeated boosters? I mean, you know, that kind of statement is I think we just have to discount that. We have to become critical thinkers here. The way that this has been conducted by the public health officials, by the erratic statements of the CDC that are just contrary to science or changing at the drop of a hat, by the faces you see on TV all the time making nonsensical statements, you know, they've lost our trust. And because they've lost our trust, we have to really take it upon ourselves as critical thinking adults to look at information, to decide who we're going to trust because of consistency and the way they present the information. And then we make an informed decision for ourselves. The trust in experts and expertise has really been destroyed. And this is super harmful because the scientific truths that we need to deal with crises are not over with this one. There's going to be more. And so we really, you know, there's been a censoring going on of dissenting views. There's been an obscuration of information. They take down the YouTube videos of people like me talking with Governor DeSantis of Florida. You know, it's really a frightening society here. So Americans need to really step up and take it upon themselves to, make their voices heard, learn the information themselves, and make the appropriate decision for themselves and their children.
What do you think of the medical community's response to this? I saw recently that the internal medicine doctors now have some deal being handed down from their association to say, if you are asked whether someone should take the vaccine, you will answer yes. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, I've been preaching all along, trust your doctor. Go to your doctor armed with facts and say, what about this? What about that? I mean, are doctors forced to answer a question in one way or another?
No good doctor allows that to happen. If you have a doctor like that, you ought to change your doctor. And so, this is, again, like an example of what's going on in the academic medical centers and the professional societies. There is this intent, an overt effort to censor the discussion, to intimidate and bully people who are showing different interpretations of the science. Science does not exist without the scientific process of debating the information. The only way that we can arrive at the right answer is to show all the discussions. If you just force people to stop doing that, you know, this is a totalitarian type of a mentality here. We really,
right.
I don't
yeah.
think anybody so, wants to live in a country like that, frankly.
Not,
and the only way to stop
America.
It is for the individuals to do it. The individual citizens have to stop this. You can't sit there and be passive.
No, great advice. Two other things I want to ask you. You were kind enough in preparation for this interview to share a lot of information, a lot of research. I forwarded on to the North Dakota Department of Health because I thought they could benefit from, you know, your expertise. They refused to have a conversation. They did respond in a in paper form to what you said. I suggested the same thing for Governor Burgum, and the answer was no, because I just think other viewpoints would inform everybody. One of the things was related to kids. You said COVID is not dangerous to children. Factually, less dangerous than influenza. You said younger, healthy people should not be forced to get a vaccine. They do not have a significant risk from the disease. The main risk to them would be from the vaccine itself. They responded a lot of things, and I'll put up every response they had so everybody can see this for themselves. But one of the things they said, Dr. Atlas, is that, well, 500 children in the United States have died due to COVID. And in 2009, the H1N1 influenza pandemic, 358 pediatric flu-related deaths were reported to CDC between April 9 and September 2010. So I think they're saying COVID is dangerous to children. What do you say to that?
Well, they're distorting the information. I mean, they're either just simply not capable of understanding the world's data, or they are just refusing to. Because the fact is that the infection fatality rate is extraordinarily low. For people under 20, the infection fatality rate is 0.00003. That means 99.997% survival for people under 20. And this is consistent all over the world. Kids only rarely even spread it to adults, by the way. And that's very different from the flu. The percent of deaths in California, as an example, are 0%. Doesn't mean no one dies, but there are kids with super high risk, conditions like leukemia, for instance. Okay, they're at risk. But a normally healthy child is not a significant risk. This is documented in the literature. In the medical literature in the United States, it's less serious than influenza. The last flu season in California, this COVID season, 0% of deaths in kids. The last flu season, 5.4% deaths in kids. You know, in Florida, same thing, 0% deaths in kids. It doesn't mean no deaths, but it means there's such a minuscule percent. And the people that die who are children, almost no child, almost none, without a serious underlying condition, has died from this illness. So, this is just factually untrue what they're saying, and they're misleading and distorting figures to say that. Sure, eventually, if we have this kind of compilation of death statistics for 2-3 years, eventually the absolute number will exceed the absolute number of a very short flu season. But that's not the way you look at the fatality risk. The fatality risk is a percentage here, and it's extraordinarily low, and that's not arguable, period. Now, the other part of the coin here is the idea of vaccinations in kids. If you have extremely low, extraordinarily low risk from the illness, why would you need a vaccine for it? We don't use kids for shields for adults. My role as a parent is to protect my kids. I'm not going to give my kid out there as a shield to protect me somehow by injecting him with an experimental drug that he has no benefit from. That's point number one. Point number two is the side effects of the vaccines were expressed as concerning to the FDA. Even the FDA, we finally see a sliver of hope here, is that they voted 18-0 just now against a recommendation of boosters for everybody, and only recommended boosters for people who are high risk and elderly. And the reason they cited, one of the reasons, was this concern about heart inflammation, which is a potentially deadly side effect in young males. Okay, so you get young males, teenage boys, giving them a vaccine for a disease they have no significant risk from, yet they have a significant condition that they could get from the vaccine. Even if it's uncommon, there's a trade-off there. And so I think you have to consider that strongly as a parent and not let fear, sort of rule you. Okay, you have to be, again, you have to become a thinking adult here. And I hope we still live in a free country where we can make these kinds of decisions about what drugs to inject into our body. But apparently some of the governors that we have elected don't feel that way.
And, of course, the credibility question is the North Dakota Department of Health. They're the ones that, in what I shared, that's the ones you're calling into question here, saying it's being misleading on these facts. Dr. Atlas, this conversation could go all day, but I do look forward to having you back, and I hope folks buy your book, A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America. Get the facts. Make a decision with your doctor. Do some critical thinking on this. No radio talk show should tell you whether your kids should get one or not. But Dr. Scott Atlas is in this fight, a good resource for you to consider this. Thanks so much, Dr. Atlas. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, the times in which we live, very challenging. When Fauci says one thing in March of 2020 and a whole different thing in September of 2021, you say, gosh, am I watching George Orwell play out on my screens here or what? We are out at the much more pleasant topic, being out on the ranch today, breathing lots of open air, and our hosts include Richard and Jamie Fast. Thank you both for having us.
You're welcome.
We're happy to have you.
Now, tell me, Jamie, about how this all started for your family.
Well, my great-great-grandmother came here from Germany with her daughter, and they came to New Salem. And my great-grandmother homesteaded here. And in the meantime, they kind of went back and forth from here to the town of New Salem. And but they needed a house or a home.
Somewhere to put their head down at night, right? Yeah.
Yes. So my great-grandfather, he and his brothers were homesteading, about 2 miles north of this place. And he was a very good carpenter, and he knew how to build homes. And so he somehow got together with my great-great-grandmother, and he built a home for him. And in the meantime, he, of course, met my great-grandmother, and eventually they married, and they lived in the home across from this house. It's an older house, but portions of that old house are the original homestead that he built.
That's the beginnings of the Fast Angus Ranch, and Richard, you came along and said, let's keep this tradition going, huh?
I guess so.
Well, heck of a deal. What's it been like the last, how many years would that be, since the early 80s?
40-some years this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, you look at this year and you go, oh, my gosh, you know, can it get any worse? But it was worse in 88 for us because we had grass and no water.
Wow.
And we really had to cut back. Her dad and I had to cut back cows quite a bit. It was tough. So look at all that grass.
Are you in that position again to have to sell cattle? Just don't have enough feed for them?
No. Jamie and I did some smart things back in the 90s. And we got on a program that NRCS had called the Great Plains Program. And they cost-shared 60% if you kick in $30,000. You could basically get $90,000. Invested back into...
Hold that thought. More of our conversation from the Fast Angus Ranch, New Salem, North Dakota, coming.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. That's right, a free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, the new Buicks, the new GMCs, and late model used vehicles. And it doesn't even have to be a Buick or GMC. How about an Explorer? How about a... There's plenty of Acadias, plenty of GMCs, plenty of Buicks, but maybe you want a Ram or a Titan. We can hook you up with that, too. If your next vehicle, log on. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We're back at the Fast Angus Ranch out by New Salem, North Dakota for the Pucklett Chevrolet What's on Your Ranch Tour. By the way, we'd love to come to your farm or ranch. Just send us a little text at 701-237-1590. Brought to you by Comprehensive Energy Solutions in North Dakota, reminding us that wind is North Dakota's most abundant and natural energy resource. How about that? Well, we're wrapping up our conversation with Richard and Jamie Fast here. And Richard, before the break, you were talking about just getting ahead of it a little bit and finding another tool in the toolbox, basically to weather these storms, right?
Right. So we basically that program was to improve conservation on your ranch. And we did everything from grass waterways. We had highly erodible land that we turned into basically hay fields just to keep the soil from washing away. And then the other thing they did was they helped us cost share fencing and set up cell grazing systems. We put in, between her dad and I, I put in two wells, he put in one. And then we set them up in such a way, even if we had a stock dam in a pasture, they could always get to this, to the water tanks.
So in a year like this year, which is...
Saved our bacon.
Bad.
Yeah.
That made a big difference.
A huge difference. And we, granted, we didn't get much rain.
Yeah.
But we've set them up so we have three cells. There's a lot of better or more intensive grazing methods. They make the paddocks a lot smaller and go through them faster and graze them more intensely. But I found I kind of like the one we've got. It works for us. So we'll graze one cell for 2 weeks, and then the cattle will be off it for a month because they'll go to the next cell for 2 weeks, and then they'll go to the third cell for another 2 weeks. And in that month, if you've had any rain at all, you've got regrowth.
Fascinating. See what we learn when we come on the ranch? We're going to have you pass the microphone to your daughter.
Okay.
She's responsible for us being invading you. You know that. She sent us a text.
Yeah, I'm going to blame her.
Jamie, what would you tell folks about the ranch life? You know, there's ups and there's downs, obviously. Your family saw that for generations. But this is a heck of a lot better than city life and sitting at some desk somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I guess I've always loved peace and quiet, and you know, it. You go through trying times, but I think your faith in God that, you know, you'll go through some bad times, but eventually things come around. God always seems to have a plan. So
it's a great way to live. A lot of wisdom in that good book. That's fascinating. Rachel, thank you for inviting us. Rachel Strumman, Jamie and Richard's daughter, from the Strumman Cattle Company. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
What do you want folks to know about the ranch, like the next generation?
Well, I guess I want to keep this way of life going. For our ranch, it's very important to preserve what we have out here, make it better for the next generation, whether it be, like my dad said, putting in water tanks, doing pasture rotations, even the way we're managing the crops that we have for our livestock. We want this to be something that'll go down to my son and maybe his children and his children's children, just like it has gone through my gone to my mom and myself. So, you know, that's our goal out here. And I want to promote agriculture in the industry and to know that this next generation is just as concerned about it as our ancestors in the past.
And women in agriculture, right?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Keep that going, as Tammy Einbach said earlier. I love that. She unearthed that history that there's a lot of grit behind what exists to this day from your great-great-grandmother,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So I imagine every day when you get up, when maybe things are a little tough, you think of that.
Yes.
They've seen their share of tough times.
Yes.
Got through
have.
It all.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Exactly have. Right. Anything else you want to tell us, Rachel?
I guess I would like to say that you and the crew from KFYR Radio are welcome to come out and join us again. We're going to have... Our production sale is March 12th of 2022. And so if you guys want to come out, we'd enjoy that. And
some seasoning. How do I buy the seasoning?
Well,
Ranch and Rowdy's all around seasoning.
We actually sell it right now at Tellman's Market in New Salem, North Dakota. If your listeners want to pick up some. Alan Tellman and his family are just wonderful people to work with. We're so grateful that they wanted to try our seasoning and so forth. And, yeah, that would be the best location for doing that.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Be careful if you invite us again. We might just come back. You know what I'm saying? Tammy, anything you want to add here before we leave? Tammy Eibach and the crew?
We just want to make a shout-out to the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, and their convention is coming up here in
Fargo this week.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
A couple days away. And eat beef, right?
Yes.
Eat beef.
Eat beef. Yes.
All right. Thank you to Puckless Chevrolet, the What's on Your Ranch Tour, and our friends from Comprehensive Energy Solutions in North Dakota. Find out more about the good work they're doing at ndforallenergy.org. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse, even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax, like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.